Well, hey guys, welcome to episode 13 of SFC, A Walk With God. You know, every time when we do these episodes for the podcast, I'm so excited to see what God has for us. And it was interesting today how, you know, I didn't have anything planned. And God put on my heart to share keeping up with the faith and the parallelism of, you know, running the football field, you know, scoring and making the distance count. And how, you know, we have him as a coach, and we have the option of either, you know, going it alone and playing what we think is the best play, or doing what we want to, or listening to our coach and allowing him to guide us so that we can score, we can move forward, and in the end, triumph. You know, a lot of times we get in a situation where we're so centered on ourselves that, you know, we begin to lose sight of what really matters, and that is, you know, honoring and upholding those commandments and usherings of the Spirit that God has given us. You know, it lays it out a little bit back in Exodus in the Ten Commandments. And, you know, that's an incredible story in itself, how, you know, Moses wasn't perfect, and certainly was not proud whenever he was denied by God the opportunity to go into the promised land because of his own selfish actions, you know, letting anger get to him instead of, you know, just allowing God to be his focus. You know, he let his anger get a hold of him, and, you know, frustration. And a lot of times, you know, when we let that become the takeover in our lives, there's a mess. So I hope you enjoy this episode as we parallel, you know, our faith and our walk with God as to that of players that go to play football, to play the games, and at the end of the season play against the best team in the Super Bowl. And how, you know, I believe for us as Christians, our Super Bowl is, you know, that day when we come against something just before death. And truly, you know, when we get that trophy is when we make it to heaven and, you know, see all the players that have played before us and those that have been cheering us on all along. So we'll have fun with that. I'm looking forward to digging into that. First off, welcome everybody. Thanks again for listening. And go San Francisco 49ers. And we'll update you on the score in episode 14. So without any further ado, let's get right into it. God bless y'all and run your race. Or, as we say, pass or run that football as hard and with as much strength as you can. Get to the goal line and make that spiritual touchdown. Amen. All right, everybody, please stay tuned, as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk With God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless.
Well, hey guys, hello and welcome to episode 13. Yeah, episode 13 of this Proverbs reading. We're reading today Proverbs 2. Also, how's everybody's Super Bowl Sunday? Yes, the Super Bowl Sunday is on, and we're having such a great time. I just got back from work, so I'm just going to relax and, you know, take it easy. So, but as always, just like if we hymn our day with prayer, you know, the next one's going to be pretty good. So if we read the proverb at the beginning and end, or just at the end or the beginning, we'll get something out of it. Amen. That's the thing about prayer is it's very renewing, but it's also strengthening. So we need to have that strengthened. Amen. All right. So like I said, today we're reading out of Proverbs 2. We're going to read out of Proverbs 2 and really excited about it. Again, we have guest Jennifer Kaker. I'm ringing her on right now. If I can get her. And excuse me, I just came in from biking and starting to get a little bit chilly out there, so some sinuses. But while we're waiting, I think it's important to note that, you know, since it's such a big day, and I know it's NFL and everything, but when it comes to football, it's all about courage, you know, putting your best out on the line, being there for your teammates. And there's no better way, you know, that I can think of to kind of celebrate it, or that it would land on the second, because Proverbs 2 is pretty cool. And it goes into some pretty cool stuff. Number one being, if we start to read, it says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear into wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as gold treasure." What was amazing to me, or that I see an interesting parallel, is that it's pretty cool how, you know, football, even though it is just a sport, can display that teammanship, you know, that camaraderie that men have, or women, you know, if it's a women football team or a guy football team. In this case, NFL, you know, with the coaches and the players, it's just wonderful to see how they work that out. And, you know, it's not all about winning. I mean, a good example is, yeah, the Cowboys aren't at the Super Bowl, but I bet they played their hearts out more than the Kansas City Chiefs ever did. And you can kind of tell that by, I don't know, there seems to be a humble attitude about Dak, like very humble. And, you know, Mahomes has a little bit, but you can definitely tell Dak is coming from the perspective, you know, every time he has a press conference or whatever, it's always, "Well, I'm doing this to honor my mother," you know, because y'all do know the story that she did die, and, you know, he basically did the football career. It's what he wanted to do, but his mother wanted him to see him fulfill his dream, and shortly before she died, he was in the process of being drafted into the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, he's been playing with them ever since, and so it's
pretty special, the heritage there. All right. Well, I'm going to wait a little bit longer. She's supposed to be ready, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I guess we'll talk about one other thing before we get started reading. I want y'all to remember, as we read yesterday, the definition of the proverb. You know how it's a quick saying, and it's wisdom. But the main thing is it's colloquial. So if there's something you don't understand, you know, by all means, work to, you know, see what God is trying to speak to you through that. But also, you know, don't struggle with, you know, you have people, i.e. us, that can, you know, kind of help you. What's the word? Lighten the load as far as the burden of trying to decipher what it exactly is saying. You know, the proverbs are helpful, but just like if you're going on a journey and you have a roadmap, if you can't read your roadmap or you don't understand it, chances are the journey is going to be a little treacherous, you know? So you got to be able to understand the Bible and, you know, what it's saying when you read it. Because I'm not going to lie, the Proverbs are a complex, sorry, I was getting something to drink, a complex, I'm trying to find the exact word, scripture, or how do we say this? Passage of scripture. That's the word I was looking for. And so when you read it, there's a bunch of big words in there, etc., etc. And then on top of that, it's written in colloquial phrases. So I have nothing against you if when you read it, sometimes you're like, huh? Because believe me, I've had that happen a time or two also. Okay. I'm going to get something to drink here because I'm a little winded. There's also something. I was trying to remember something else that I wanted to bring out. Oh! Did y'all ever notice that the Proverbs are right after the book that has a very good man, i.e. David? He cries out to God, he knows his mistakes, etc., and admits when he's wrong. And then directly after that, it's almost like a description of the good man, all in, what is it, 147 chapters of Psalms. And then right after that, you got the Proverbs that is showing you how you can be, you know, good and have a virtuous woman in your life. Amen. And while we're at it, before we get started with reading the Proverbs, we kind of started verse 1 there so we could kind of get a heads up. Why not we look and see what the score is for the football game? It started at 5:30. So they've been playing for 20 minutes now. Oh, excuse me. No, that's Eastern. So an hour and 20 minutes. My bad. We're going to look up San Francisco 49ers. We'll see. San Francisco 49ers. Score. Oh, it's a Super Bowl win. No, I want the score. Super Bowl score. Right now it's 10-10. As San Francisco's 49ers have the ball. First and 10 at Kansas City's 15. They're about to get a touchdown. All right. Guys, just so you know, this is the second quarter, and there's 5 minutes and 5 seconds to halftime. Awesome. All right. All right. So 10 to 10. They are tied, which is reasonable. Let's see if they got that. Touchdown. Alrighty. Sorry for the pauses, guys. I was searching. However, I like the way Google displays the game because you can actually see you can actually see the, you know, the score as it's going and who has the ball, etc. Ah, looks like they held them back. Kansas City Chiefs have the ball now. Second and one at Kansas City's 38. Wait, did they intercept it? All right. Well, all right, guys, so we have a quick break. Just want to mention that you can reach us at Soldiers for Christ email at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. and reach out to us if you have any questions. Also, I'm Amos Waterbury, music director and minister. You can call me at 254-733-4171 if you need anything. Also want to get out a word to another sponsor besides SFC is Hesed Culinary Creations, I said Wooden Leather, all those wonderful businesses, and their podcast, 24/7 Thoughts and Facts with Chef Chew in the Backwoods. Also, Echoings of the Staff of Hesed Music. So all of those, and don't forget to listen to them as Hesed Music is just starting their podcast, so they've got episode 1 and much more coming up. So go ahead and check that stuff out. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll get right back to the program. Alright, guys, so that ringing you were hearing was my sister calling back. We got Jennifer Kecker online. Hello. Welcome, everybody, to, as I said, this is episode 13. This is Spiritual Super Bowl Sunday and the Proverbs. We're having a little fun looking at the score, but also delving into Proverbs 2 as we're following on our marathon. If you want to call it, I think we'll call it that, is our Psalms and Proverbs marathon and the Proverbs. The prophets. And for those of you who don't know, the prophets consist of, you know, the books like Amos, Isaiah, Hosea, etc. So let's get back to Proverbs. Here we go. Proverbs 2. All right, I'm going to start reading. I was mentioning the point, sis, that it's interesting how Proverbs 2, it's directing towards, listening to your father and what he's saying. But I was saying that, you know, that can also apply to your coach, your mentor, whoever's trying to instruct you. Because anyway, it starts out, says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." Continuing in 3. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures or gold treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." For, in other words, you can be a winner if you listen to understanding. "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." You know, when players, the Chiefs or, Dak and his team, and, it's going to be this year, Mike McCarthy, you know, if they listen to what Mike's saying, etc., and, you know, playing and, you know, put their hearts into it, you know, they're going to have a pretty good season in 2020. They didn't have too bad of a season in 2019. They just weren't quite there. And Jason Garrett did a great job. And, you know, I think it's interesting to note that, as we mentioned earlier, football is one of the sports. Well, I think, moreover than, I'm not going to say rugby, because rugby is pretty tough, but certainly soccer, baseball, or bowling, that football determines more determination. You know, you can't be hesitant, and, a lot of willpower. And so here we see that if we listen to understanding and wisdom, we could look at also Proverbs 2 as we're reading it as the football field. You know, as you know, there's 100 yards in a football field. And while we're on this, guys, if you have not seen the movie Facing the Giants, it's Facing the Giants by the Kendrick Brothers. Also, there's Overcomer. They just came out with a new one called, Overcomer. I forgot the new movie, the name. But anyway, it's Kendrick Brothers. They have some awesome movies. But Facing the Giants is their football one. And, it basically shows how football is in line with, you know, God, and how, you know, the only reason why you get beat is, you know, you surrendered yourself to defeat. Amen. So, let's see what we have to say in Proverbs 7, or Proverbs chapter 2, 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Buckler is somebody that's firm and, you know, you can count on. If you want to, look up the definition for yourself. Because I am kind of timed here, so I'm working on my timetable. So if you want to look it up, if you don't understand, but basically somebody that's strong and you can depend on. You know, a cornerback or, you know, a tight end, whether defensive or offensive.
Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright, so, one of the things that I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, you're fine.
Not me in the beer. I'm just exhausted. One of the things I've learned recently is that anytime you start doubting yourself, you create more doubt. And so, like, to become, like, if you wanted to become, like, a strong, how that proverb says, buckler, you might want to start believing in yourself first. Is the first, like, big leap towards that.
Mm-hmm, because the next verse is verse 8. It says, he keepeth the paths of judgment and persevereth in the way of his saints. In other words, whenever you keep the path of judgment, you're not constantly down on yourself or being intimidated by the enemy. It's a willingness to, you know that you have faults, etc., and the enemy is trying to come against you. So you use your judgment to kind of ask yourself, you know, is this something I should do? Is it going to be beneficial, etc.? You know, when a player is out on the field, he's got the ball in the hand. He sees, you know, the cornerback on the side. And then you have the defensive lineman. You know, am I going to throw it to, long bomb it to the, you know, nearest player, or the one that I always throw it to? And that's going to determine, you know, whether you score or you make the play. And making the play spiritually is when, you know, you made the decision. If you make the right decision, you know, you score points. And God will give you something amazing. You can expect to be blessed if you put your total and entire heart into it. So we are almost done here, guys, with Proverbs chapter 2. It's one of those books where, you know, it doesn't have too many verses because it's pretty specific in itself. But before we continue on, shall we check the score? Now, last we checked the San Francisco 49ers, the score was 10-10. So we shall give this a look. Still 10-10 with the Kansas City Chiefs. They weren't able to advance and, you know, get that touchdown that they wanted. The San Francisco 49ers, however, first did 10 at San Francisco's 45. So, you know, they're running that ball. We've got 14 seconds left. So they're going to make a Hail Mary and long bomb that and get a touchdown. Or the score is going to stay 10-10 and we will go into halftime. All right, so that has been your spiritual Super Bowl Sunday football update. And we'll get back to the Proverbs. Amen. May I always also remind y'all that life is a race and you're never going to slow down. But what can slow down is your mind, you know. Take a moment and think about some things, you know, and don't allow the busyness to become a trap to keep you from well, there's two forms of life, so you know, like regular life and then your own life. So you have your own life and then life that just happens, and we're talking about, you know, making sure to have that time for your life. All right, continuing on in verse 10, we'll read 8 and 9 again. He keepeth the paths of judgment and pursueth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. 10. When wisdom entereth into the heart and knowledge is pleasant unto the soul. 11. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. And here, you know, when it says understanding shall keep thee, is you ever go into something and you don't quite understand what you're doing. Let's just, a good example is electricity or something. You start messing with high voltage stuff and you kind of have some idea of what you're doing, but you're not positive. If you put this wire in the wrong spot, you know, you, that could be the difference of death or life. So know what you're doing and, you know that your actions will, you know, reap some sort of result, whether it's a positive or a negative one. I would be going for the positive one. Discretion shall persevere thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the whoredoms of the wicked. Those ways are crooked, and they ford in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forsaketh the covenant of her God. 18. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. 19. Finishing up to verse 22. Says, none that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. I find it interesting how we read in Proverbs chapter 1, the ending verse. Let's see if y'all can figure out what I'm getting at here. We'll have a little contest if you're listening. And sister, see if you can figure it out too. We're going to read the end of Proverbs chapter 1. It says, therefore shall they eat, we'll go to 30. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. This is talking about the foolish.
Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of the Lord. That was Proverbs 1:30 through 33. Now we come over here to Proverbs 2. We'll just do 17 all the way to 22. Which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. And here's the last verse. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. Did y'all notice something different there? I don't know if this is a genius idea that Solomon had, because he was a good writer, to kind of put this dynamic in. But I just noticed it. And it's real simple. All right, well, you probably have your answers now. Do you have any ideas, sis?
So, you're asking specifically about the last thing you just read? Or
how it's ended, yeah. There's a distinct difference in how chapter 1 ends. And then...
So, one ends, you should be... be strong and everything, and just have a knowing, basically, that all the evil will be uprooted from your life as long as you stick by God, basically.
Mm-hmm. And then chapter 2, the last verse. So, yeah, she got it. I don't know if that's what y'all were thinking. But, yeah, if we come over here, we see that it says, but whosoeth hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. That's the last verse of chapter 1. We come over to chapter 2. It says, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. So, it looks to me like Solomon wants to point out that, because chapter 1 is about being a fool or following the fool versus wisdom. And then we come over to chapter 2, which is more about being strong and, thinking about what you're doing. And evidently, verse 22, if you choose the wrong way, this is what you're looking forward to. That you're going to be cut off from the earth and the transgressors will be rooted out of it. Which, if you root out something from the earth, generally weeds, what do you normally do with them? You either put them in the compost or just chuck them. But mostly, most farmers will just gather it all up and put it in a big pile and set a match to it. So burn. So basically hell, the depths of hell. And you become a servant of the devil, which, that's not a very pleasant path. But anyway, that's the end of Proverbs 2. Thank you guys for listening. I have another podcast to do. So we don't have a whole lot of time to discuss, because I want to leave a little extra time. If I can talk correctly, a little extra time for the other one. So, I guess, sis, was there any scriptures that stuck out to you? And y'all kind of keep in mind, like I said in the beginning, I don't think there's no coincidence that, we're reading Proverbs 2 today, and then the Super Bowl is also on February 2nd. And it speaks highly in here, listening to, well, basically your coach, and how life is like a football field, and, you know, we have these games that we have to do, and God is our coach, amen. And we can either decide to throw the ball how we want to do it and decide which play we want, or consult the coach and see and use his wisdom. And evidently, you know, we'll make a play in the end. But as it says in the Facing the Giants movie, you know, we're going to praise him when we win and praise him when we lose. So, yeah, just, I think it's,
both ways, because it's working for your good.
Exactly. Amen. Preach it. Or, guys, if y'all don't have much, I think everything's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, there's not much to go over. Starts talking about in the end how, you know, again, the woman that doesn't honor or have any virtues, etc., or choose to have them, you know, you don't want to go with her. You know, it's not saying she's a cast out or whatever, but don't follow after her actions.
Basically, don't copy that. Don't copy a person's actions that don't match up with what you want and what God's telling you.
Yeah, but if you see somebody that has those, I mean, because there's a lot of Christians that used to be, you know, alcoholics or prostitutes, etc., and, you know, that's the whole thing about Christianity is it's not about who you were. It's about who you are now. And
yeah, and that's not egotistical. Like, you're always getting somewhere. Just like you said, it's a game. It's a game that's never fully completely over. You're always going.
It would be pretty boring if we did have get to a spot where we stopped. I mean,
yeah,
I think if y'all ever see the end of Finding Nemo and they're in the fish bags or whatever, they get over to the, you know, to get over into the ocean, and then the, well, the blowfish, everybody quiets down or whatever, and then he's like, now what?
Exactly. Like, it's now what?
I mean, we got this far. We crossed over in bags, but how are we going to get out of these stinking bags? And, guys, if y'all haven't watched Finding Nemo, you're missing out. It's a, I love it. But anyways, I just think it's cool how Proverbs 2, and God gave me that mentality of, I had no idea that I was going to be, you know, aligning the football game, etc., and Super Bowl. You know, I was just going to read the proverb. But, you know, I like how he kind of set things up there. I never plan for these things, guys. I just, you know, I just do what I enjoy. It makes some people just,
but, you know, if you do what you enjoy and you can get paid for it, go do it.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Oh, I'm getting paid. Every time somebody listens to one of these, like, it's 15 cents per minute. So, if they listen to all the episodes, let's see, I've got 28, you know, and there's 60 minutes, 60 times 0.15. 20, that's almost like $5 just for 20 episodes, which is pretty good.
And I mean, brother, I finally figured out what I want to do with my life.
What is that?
I don't know if this aligns with that, but God wants me to say it out loud. So,
I mean, it must have some correlation.
So, it he wants me to work at a nursing home while going to school to be a computer programmer while having a part-time job at Albertsons. I said, hell yeah.
Sounds good.
I didn't tell him no on that one. And I was, like, surprised that I didn't tell him no because I was like, wait a minute. What happened to you? Did you go up?
Who said that?
Like, I asked myself afterwards, like, after I told God, all right, I'll do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, throw up?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, often ask ourselves that a lot of times. All right, guys. Well, we'll get. I'm gonna got the other podcast to do, but we still have a little bit more time. And since there's not really much to go over, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. Any part that you read, you know, it talks about discretion. You know that if we seek God, that we'll have understanding. And, you know, verse 1 kind of is pretty broad statement for the men. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if they cry after knowledge and lifted up the voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. And another thing we see here is just talking about, again, the good woman, and then towards the end, we're talking about, you know, and it's not so much, you know, being feminist. Solomon wasn't being feminist, but it just so happens that wisdom, its qualities go in line with the woman figure. So it's often, you know, aligned together. There's a corollary. So, I mean, if y'all want to read it again and kind of dig into it, you know, that's what the Proverbs are designed for. I would encourage y'all always read. I mean, if you don't understand something, you know, kind of study it for yourself. But as I said before, you know, we're here for you too. So, I have a song I want to sing, and I did this on the last episode. I love to sing songs. I like to worship. This song is it's called Let My Words Be Few. And it's not so much talking about literally, but kind of silencing your opinions and what you think, etc., and listening to that still small voice of God. Amen. That voice of your coach that can get you across the field to, you know, make that spiritual touchdown. Be few. Amen. So I'm just trying to find it here. All right, here we go. After this ad, ads are a curse sometimes, I think. Certainly not very fun. All right, here we go.
You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I stand in awe of you, Jesus, now stand in awe of you. And I let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. The simplest of all love songs I want to bring to you. Oh yeah. And so I'll let my words be few. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I stand in awe of you. Jesus, yes, I'll stand in awe of you. Oh Lord, yes, I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. So in love with you, Lord. Oh, Lord. You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. Oh, and so I'll let my words be few. Oh, Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I stand in awe of you, Jesus. Yes, I'll stand in awe of you. I praise you, Lord, because Jesus, I am so in love with you. Jesus, I am so, I stand in all of you, Jesus. Yes, I stand in all of you. Yes, I praise you, Lord, because I let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you, oh Lord. I'm so in love with you, Lord. Won't be afraid. I won't let my words be few. Lord Jesus.
Amen. It's all about, you know, as it says, you know, I will let my words be few. I'll listen to what God has to say before I decide, you know, that this is the best thing for me. Because what we think is the best thing for us, you know, as we learned here, as scripture says it in one way, that is there a way that seems right to a man, but in the way is the end of death. And, you know, that's why we have to listen to God's version of it, because it can change. All right, guys. Well, it's been awesome. I totally enjoy it. We're coming up on 5 minutes. to prepare for our other podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. Sis, did you have anything else to wrap up? And don't say no, because I know you've got something. So I'm not trying to push you, but I feel there's something that you need to say that you haven't said yet. Not sure what it is, but hang on, I can't hear you. Oh, hang on, I can't hear you. Amen. Guys, that was Gordon Moteplane. It was on mute because I'd muted. I didn't pause the YouTube, so when I unmuted it, that's why I couldn't hear my sister, but now I can hear. So am I off on radar or
No.
Okay.
You're on radar with me. I just feel like there's somebody out there who needs a prayer right now, and who feels so lost that they just don't know what to do, and I just wanted to take a minute to pray for them now. Lord, whoever it is that you put on my heart to pray for, I don't know their name, and I don't have to know their name, and I know that because I have your wisdom. Lord, I just pray that you would just be with them, that you would guide them, that you would heal them, that you would hear their heart. They may not know you yet, Lord, but I pray that you would bring them to you, that they would come to know you, and that you would just teach them through this experience that everything you do is for them, and it's not against them, Lord. And I just pray that you would protect them in this moment. Lord, I thank you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we are now halftime. The San Francisco 49ers at 10. Kansas City Chiefs at 10. So the ball is still where it has been. We'll see what happens in the third and fourth quarter. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening for episode 13. You'll hear the closing in a second. And would love to let you listen to episode 14 as we're going to be going. Yes, we're going to be reading Proverbs 3 following up tomorrow. So tomorrow's episode is going to be episode 14. We're going to be reading Proverbs 3. If you want to prepare for that, you can. Very awesome prayer. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And guys, if you ever need anything, don't hesitate to email, as we said in the sponsor thing before, sfcemail@soldiersforchristm@gmail.com, or you want to just call, you can call me at 254-733-4171, and, you know, we can just talk, and, you know, I don't know everything, but God has given me a heart of love and wanting to help, as well as my sister here. So that's all I have to say. Guys, y'all run your football field. You know, football season is over, but, you know, God's teaching us some things right now. Amen. And I don't think it's any coincidence that football season ends before the new year starts, and so that's when you figure out your coaches and everything. And then, just like football, we have this game that we're playing, and the season's over. Whenever New Year shows up, we need to have our next game plan, our resolution. And all these corollaries are so cool. I did not definitely plan it, but do we ever plan anything that God has for us? Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll see, not see y'all, unless we're real magical. But anyway, we'll hear y'all in episode 14. go 49ers. All right. And we will have the score update tomorrow as to who won, specifics, etc. So be looking out for that too. Take care, guys. God bless. And remember, you're not alone. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to episode 13 of SFC, A Walk with God. Now, we encourage you that every time you hear something on this episode, not to just let it, you know, pass on by. You know, you hear it and then don't do anything about it. You know, make a resolve to change something or, you know, be different in your life. God's always working for our good, and you know, we should allow him that opportunity. There's lots of times where we want to do it our way, but we have to ask ourselves, is that going to get us to the ultimate goal of running across into the end zone, that spiritual end zone, and getting that spiritual touchdown, that victory that we all wish for? So keep your focus on God, set your head forward like Flint, and remember, the devil cannot overtake you if you are always moving forward. When you go backwards, he can snag you and bring you down. But if you keep your eyes on God and keep, you know, that end zone in sight, and you just run without any worry of being taken down, that is when you win your spiritual football game. Well, thank you guys for listening. It's been a joy. We'll see you, or actually love to hear you, at episode 14 of SFC, A Walk with God. God bless you. You are not alone.